This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com Radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And that is us for hour number two. Thanks so much for checking in with us on this Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, taking you up until 8 o'clock. And if you listened in the first hour, even if you didn't listen in the first hour, we'll give you a way to catch, kind of cheat a little bit and catch up. You can go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it says On Demand, click that and come down to where it says South Florida High School Sports, and right there you'll find all the interviews from this evening, the three in the first hour, as well as a couple more that will be passing your way here in hour number two. Waiting on Coach Tyler Tate from Dillard High School, the first-year head coach at his alma mater. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes, hopefully. Also to come this hour, about 7:45 or so, Coach Derek Gibson, who's the head coach at Miami Killian Senior High School. For you longtime football fans, yeah, he was a star at Killian back in the day, and went on to FSU and then to the NFL, and his Cougars are pretty good. Tough opening night loss to Columbus, but they bounced back in a big way last week. Obviously, they're not in the playoffs, but they're in the Tri-County playoffs. To ask me to explain that, it could take 6 years. We'll also touch in around 7:30. With Colin Hurst, and Colin is the quarterback at Western High School as a sophomore. As we're trying to get, what we may do is hook in with Chris Gibbert, our guest who was in the 7:20 hour. Me will shift him up to the 7:05 to this slot, and then we'll try to get Coach Tyler Tate so we can get everybody in tonight. Just in case we get Coach Tate in a few minutes, that'll be good, and then we'll be ready to go. So obviously, big show this evening as I'm waiting for Dan Day. Oh, okay, so we got him. So Tyler Tate, as we said, head coach, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you taking the time.
No problem, man. I appreciate you. Definitely appreciate the opportunity.
Speaking about opportunities, obviously you had quite an opportunity put before you over the last couple of months to be the new head coach at Dillard High School, a place you know so well. And what's that been like for you? I mean, they always say you can't go home, but you've been around that place for a long time. Talk about what it was like to come back.
It was truly a blessing to get an opportunity to come back home and coach for my home school, my alma mater. I was embraced with open arms by everybody. You know, my family is well known as Dilla alumni as well. So I felt comfortable. Unfortunately, I had to come back dealing with the pandemic, so my welcome was delayed. So we had a hold up as far as getting me on campus, getting me in front of the kids, also getting to know the parents. So I'm just getting around to getting to know all my kids and building relationships with my parents. So it's been trying, but at the same time, it's been a great, great experience for myself.
And you also add the unfortunate death of Coach Frazier, Eddie Frazier, and these kids. And it would have been great for you to have been on campus, you know, to have been able to deal with this and be there every day. But this pandemic, you know, and these kids obviously were close to Coach Frazier in the program. Talk about that, because that's something that I don't think many people talk about. Because, I mean, these are young men who, you know, when they respect people, they respect people. And obviously that's another facet of this, not only coming into a football program that you weren't used to, but, you know, a situation like that, that, you know, a lot of the kids were extremely close. Talk about that.
Right. You know, that was a tough situation as well. And that's why I asked for parents and fans to be patient, because everybody loves football. Everybody focuses on football, but life is so much more important than the game of football. So we're going out, we're playing football, but I want everybody to understand we have no idea what these kids are feeling and what they are thinking going out on that field, especially in their first game. So it's a tough situation for all involved, but they're getting better one day at a time, one practice at a time. And I think we're starting to come together as a team and trying to move forward the best way we can.
Yeah, and you got some kids. I mean, there's a lot of athletes, but it's not like you're not used to that. You've been at a place the last couple of years at Chaminade Madonna that won big and that won at a high level. How much do you take with you from that experience? I guess you take everything, but what are you going to take with you? There's a lot. I mean, because you probably learned so much from everybody during that process. I mean, do you feel now that you come in and you are the head coach? I mean, no one could have any more experience at doing what you did at a high level and win at a high level. Talk about that, because I think that's important too, because you don't just come in as just a guy. I mean, you're somebody who's you know, been, you know, recognized for what you've done as a coordinator and somebody who, you know, as a leader and you really get in with the student athletes and you teach them so much away from football. Talk about that, because right. I think at Dillard that'll apply probably more so than ever before, because a lot of these kids you know, need direction.
Right, absolutely. And the first thing, as far as your question about what I'm taking with me from my previous program, I'm taking as much as I can, man. I was truly blessed to be able to coach under Damian Jones. And I tell people this all the time. You know, the game of football is one thing, but he really taught me how to run an organization. That's what he taught me how to do. He taught me how to manage things as far as administration, parents, coaches, players. He was the best head coach I ever coached with, ever coached under, ever seen, from running an organization standpoint, making sure everything is in line, looking like how it's supposed to look, running how it's supposed to run. I was really, truly, truly blessed to get that experience, because without that, I wouldn't have been prepared at all to run a team. So yeah. I learned everything from Damian Jones, everything on that end, and that really got me in the situation to be able to take what I learned from him and apply it to my new situation, and also put my own seasoning on it as well.
You know, Coach, and you opened up last week, no preseason game, you know, just a few weeks of practice. What did you tell your team after the game? Because I know that, I mean, while you guys played extremely well, there were a lot of mistakes. It was a lot, you know, it was rust out there, but that's to be expected. What did you tell them? Because I think I heard you say that you were proud of them, what they've been through.
Man, I was extremely proud of them for going out there. We had 2 weeks of conditioning, and then we had 1 week of a period where we had to go with just helmet, and then helmet shoulder pads. And then we really had 1 week of full all-out practice before we played a football game.
Right.
And I came into a situation where I'm just getting to know the kids. I'm trying to match my coaching staff and learn their offense and defense and plans of what they're trying to do, and we're trying to mesh everything. So it's a lot going on at once, and for us to go out there and play some winning football, I was very proud of them. We played against a great Fort Lauderdale team, and led by Coach Dunbar, which is a great head coach. So to go into that game in the situation I came in, the kids dealing with what they dealing with the pandemic plus losing their previous head coach, for us to go out there and play winning football, I was extremely proud of them. The one thing I told our kids I want to work on is just being more disciplined from a penalty standpoint,
sure.
Cutting down on the penalties we can control, you know, as far as offsides penalties, personal foul penalties. That's the stuff that I want to eliminate at De La High School. Things going to happen, like holdings and pass interference. That's going to happen. That's part
sure.
of the game. But stuff that we control, self-inflicted penalties, that's what I want to see us cut down on. And until we can do that, you know, we can't go from a good team to a great team.
Yep, and I agree. But I will tell you this, just observing you guys and knowing you, I think that if you're a Dillard football fan, you have a lot to look forward to because it's going to be a fun ride, the athletes, the coaching. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck. You know, we'll see a lot over the next couple of years because you're going to have those kids, and those kids look right. like they love to play.
Right. And I definitely appreciate you having me on. And Blue, I want you to continue because right now I got an extremely young team. As you know, I got multiple eighth and ninth graders playing in my rotation now. Because I got my own vision and plan for De La High School and what I'm trying to, turn this program into. So I'm playing a lot of young guys, trying to get ready for next year going forward. So just continue to follow us and keep your eye on us because we're coming.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Coach Tyler Tate, head coach at Dillard. I'll tell you what, you got to watch out. This is a program. I mean, they've been good in the past, but they're gonna get to that next level. That's what good coaching does. And, Coach Frazier, just a horrible loss. Great man, great Dillard Panther. And certainly they're maybe dedicate a little bit of this season to him. Big win against Lauderdale to start off with. Last week, University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And also Auto Nation. I told you, this is a group that has been there for us this year for this show. Also our segment on Fridays. Hopefully you'll catch it. It's been great with Joe Rose at about 7:20 every Friday morning. Auto Nation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. Auto Nation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's online or in store. You'll get a check on the spot that you could deposit right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and much more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle service so you stay safe and clean. To schedule service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, we talk with Christopher Columbus senior wide receiver Chris Gibbert.
Pass the road to your house that you never call.
Back with you on a South Florida high school sports radio show driven by AutoNation for a Monday. Larry Bluestein along with Dan Day up until 8 o'clock this evening. Thanks so much to head coach Tyler Tate from Fort Lauderdale Dillard for joining us in our opening segment of our 7 o'clock hour. We turn our attention now to Miami-Dade County football, one of the programs that did not opt in to play for a state title. Defending state 8A state champion Christopher Columbus, as you know, we had Coach Dave Dunn on a couple weeks ago, and he went through that. But this team is easily one of the best teams in the state, coming out, winning first two games. And there's a lot of players on this team that always get the pub, but a couple of the kids on that team that make that team go and certainly propel them without a lot of fanfare and a lot of the spotlight. And one of them is wide receiver Chris Gibbert, and he's kind enough to join us. He's a senior. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Thank you. First, I want to say thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity to talk to you, and let's get going.
Well, we're here. And it's almost more of a pleasure to watch you play and catch those footballs. And you know, I've been an advocate of yours since I watched you play, and I've always thought, you know, there's a lot that these college scouts are not looking at. But I can understand, especially this was a tough year for everybody, especially during the spring, losing the spring, losing the summer, losing those 7-on-7s. But you made the most of it. I followed you on social media. You work like a dog by yourself. You did all these things that, you know, will keep you in shape. Yeah, it's not football, but it's conditioning. Talk about that and how it helped you mentally prepare, because I know physically you work out quite a bit. But what about the mental part and having to sit around for a month, 2 months, 3 months, and 4 and 5 to wait for a season to even be considered to play?
You know, mentally, you know, just it's physically as much as it's mentally when it comes to football, you know, like Coach Dunn always tells us, you know, he's like, be mentally there, be mentally prepared. You know, it's at the end of the day, it's more a little bit of both, you know, it's physical, it's mental, it's everything. So, you know, when it, especially during the spring, you know, we couldn't do a lot of things, you know, when it comes to Columbus. So I was just here, you know, mentally prepared, you know, watching old film from last year, working out backyard, working in my garage, weights. Just overall, just staying prepared. And, you know, because at the end of the day, we never know what could have happened. Like, we could have played a season, like, you know, in August or October. You know, you always got to be prepared, you know, no matter what hits you. You always got to be prepared no matter what happens.
I guess if anything shows you, Chris, the 2019 season has to show you and everybody else that anything could happen. Here's a Christopher Columbus team that didn't get off to the best start in the world. You know, a couple of things here and there, you know, a little adjustment there and adjustment here. And then all of a sudden you're standing in the state championship game and winning it. What was that like? I mean, you went from a team that was basically a 500 team, losing a game that I happened to be at against University School. And then it seemed like over the next couple of weeks, things came together. Do you remember what it was, or was it just you guys just started playing football the way you know how?
I think it was Coach Dunn instilling in us, you know, when we hit that 4-4 mark after the Dillard game, he was instilling in us that, you know what, things will get better from here. We just have to keep pushing, keep moving, keep pushing, keep doing what we're doing, and gradually things will get better. And that's what happened. After that game, we played a good Coral Gables team. We had a great game there, and then we played Atlantic, and that kind of pushed our momentum into the playoffs. And then everything that happened there, you know, the rest is history. You know, just keep pushing and keep motivating us, that Coach Dunn was telling us.
Right. Chris Gibbert is our guest. He's a senior wide receiver at Christopher Columbus in Miami, defending 8A state champions. That's something that they'll never take away from you. I mean, a state title, an experience 2 years in a row of getting to the state championship game. Talk about that, because I think that drives you during your, you know, during your life to always know that, you know, you were part of something that, you know, a first for the school. They had never won a state title in football. Talk about that, because I think that's important, you know, not just in the moment, but I think for generations to come, because I look back now and being a OG, being the old guy, and I remember when Columbus went to state in 81, and we happened to have been on that trip up to Pensacola, and you know, you figured, wow, well, would it be all those years till we got back? You know, as I remember when they got back a few years ago. What's that like? Because that, you know, some people never experienced that once. Here you have had a chance to do it twice. What was that like for you from an individual standpoint? Because I know that you're an ultimate team guy, but what is it going to do for Chris Gibbert moving forward to know that you were part of something historical like that?
Yeah, it was a great experience, you know, with all my brothers and teammates that graduated that year. You know, it was just a great experience, you know, to do something that the school has never done before. It's just a great experience. It's something that I'll always keep on, that I always remember for the rest of my life, that 2019-2020 season. And it's just something great, something that I, you know, I can tell future kids that go to Columbus, you know, and just generations of kids that go to Columbus, you know, that's always something to reflect on and always something to keep pushing forward to reach that ultimate goal.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we let you go, any schools on the horizon? Any schools paying any attention? Because I know you do real well in the classroom, so that helps as well.
You know, earlier during the March I talked to University of South Florida coach Dye, the receiver coach. I spoke to him a couple occasions, and I also spoke to an LA Tech coach. You know, he sent me some letters, and I talked to him over the phone a couple times. But right now, I'm just focused, you know, on the team and just building forward and getting ready for Miami High this week on Friday.
Good stuff. Chris, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Keep up the great work, and we'll always be following you, man.
Thank you. Have a nice night.
You too. Chris Gibbert, senior wide receiver from Christopher Columbus High School in Miami, one of those really under-the-radar type of players. I mean, he's last year, even when things were going bad for the team, this is a guy that would step up with 6-7 catches a game and trying to make a name for themselves. Speaking about that, our next guest has already made a name for himself. He made it as a youth football player. A player, somebody who not only gets it done on the football field, but is an excellent student in the classroom. It makes me feel older when I talk to kids of parents that I've covered in high school before. But Colin Hurst is a sophomore quarterback at Western High School and certainly one of the best around. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Colin, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Obviously, this is a crazy year for everybody. I mean, as you could tell, from just in the last couple of 24 hours when you guys were going to play one team and now you're playing another, it's been that type of season. You guys have waited a long time, as I was talking with Chris just now. What was that like for you? Because I'm sure since you were old enough to carry a football, I mean, you were out there 24/7, around the clock, every day, went to everything. And now here you are having to quarantine for 2-4 months. What was that like for Colin Hurst to go through that?
Oh, it was crazy, man. You know, just everything being shut down, you know, it was definitely very hard to find work often. So, you know, I just had to do as much as I could, whether it was just going to the local park, getting some of the guys out there to go into my gym. You know, it was definitely not the regular off season that you would usually have, but you know, I got it done. I got a lot of work done in the off season, and I came back better than ever this season.
Yeah, and you started off. I saw you the other night doing real well against a pretty good Plantation team, a team that only lost twice last year, both times to St. Thomas. What was it like finally getting back out and playing in a real game and not seeing your own jerseys across the line of scrimmage from intra-squad games? You finally had another team to play. What was that like for you from an emotional standpoint and also from a physical standpoint?
You know, I definitely felt a little rusty. You know, it's been since last November. But, you know, once I got started, I felt more comfortable as the game went on. And, yeah, I definitely felt great to get back out there, back in the action. Obviously a lot better than going against your own teammates. But I mean, Plantation was a great team. It was a great fight, and glad we came out with the win.
Yeah, no doubt. Colin Hurst is joining us. He's a sophomore quarterback at Western High School. Talk about the team over there, because you have a lot of talent. Coach Rakovich does an excellent job. You have a lot of quality assistant coaches that are like plugged into the community that know these kids since they were in youth football. I'm sure they've watched you. I'm sure that Coach Aaron and Coach Porkchop watch you guys in youth football. Talk about that connection to know a lot of these coaches from the time that you started playing to now when you're in high school.
Yeah, you know, I love my coaches, you know, just from top to bottom, from defense to offenses. You know, they've always been sticking with me since the start. Talking about Coach Aaron and Coach Chop getting me to get interest in Western when I was in eighth grade. And, you know, ever since then, it's been all love. So, you know, I've definitely come to appreciate the coaches. You know, it's not very common to come across a group of guys that really care for somebody that much. But so I'm definitely grateful for the position I'm in today.
Yep. And as I mentioned, your dad, who I had an opportunity to watch, tremendous football, tremendous athlete. How much does he help you? Does he kind of guide you on things? Because the one thing you both have are wheels. You both could fly. I could tell you that. But what does he tell you? Or has he been kind of like by your side throughout, you know, since you started?
Oh, yeah. You know, he taught me pretty much everything I know about football. He got me into the sport, obviously, like you said. He played football in high school, played football in college. And yeah, he's always been by my side. He's always been a role model of mine when it comes to just football and life. You know, he's a great dad, great role model, and yeah, he's always been by my side, supports me with whatever I do, and I love him for that.
Good stuff. Colin, again, I appreciate you taking some time out of your busy Monday to join us. Keep up the great work. You know, I mean, a lot of young kids need to follow what you're doing, not just on the football field, but also what you do, you know, in the classroom, because that's extremely important. And I try to tell the kids all the time, I mean, you could run all the 4.4s you want and throw the ball 70 yards in the air, but if you don't have grades, you're just – you're going to be another casualty. But congratulations to you and your parents for instilling that in you. And, again, thanks so much for taking the time. Best of luck this week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good stuff. Colin Hurst, just a sophomore. Whew. I'll tell you what, that makes a lot of the opponents around here kind of cringe because this young man's going to be special for some time to come. And as I said, you know, when you get it done, and I preach this every day, and I've preached this for the last 80,000 years about kids who just think that they can skate by in the classroom. And you can't. You can't. You just got to take it serious because, you know, just one injury and then that's all you have to rely on. Now the, you know, having an education is just an enhancement getting you further. But certainly somebody like Colin and also as we said before, you know, when you talk about even, you know, like when you talk about seniors and you look at Chris Gibbert, same thing. I mean, he's taken that approach and he's in his final year of high school. So that is one of those things that you learn. It's maturity. It's just part of life. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I told you, we are driven this fall and into the winter by AutoNation. And AutoNation doesn't just sell cars and trucks for less. They also buy them for a lot more. AutoNation will buy your car for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle online or in store. You'll get a check right on the spot that you could deposit right away. And in these times, that is pretty good. Money in the bank. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Plus, they sanitize every vehicle. That's a selling point. You drive away clean, feeling great. To schedule your service, appraise your car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com. We come back to wrap things up. Head coach Derek Gibson from Killian is next. Back with you to wrap up a South Florida High School Sports Radio show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, and a little bit of Jane's Addiction to bring us back in there. Yes, sir. Perry's a great singer. North Miami Beach High School is where he went. See, I know some things outside of the realm of sports sometimes.
Blue, you're blowing
my mind.
Thanks
so much to Colin. Huh?
You're blowing my mind. One of my all-time favorite artists and bands, and you got
Perry Farrell.
Yeah.
Perry Farrell went to North Miami Beach. North Miami Beach High School right here.
Wow. From New York. Then he went here to high school.
Yep.
Then he moved out to California. Man, Blue.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're the man.
Yeah, one of them. Thanks a lot. again, thanks so much to Colin Hurst from Western and also Chris Gibbert from Christopher Columbus for joining us in our last segment. And certainly now we turn our attention back to high school and short season, but imperative to give your football team, especially Dade County, some games. And certainly Miami Killian has improved things over the last 2 years. Derek Gibson, who is a former Cougar, or will always be a Cougar, has returned and is doing an awesome job with a program that when he I think he told me there were like 3,800 kids when he went to school there, a big school. Things have changed. Derek, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything that's coming your way so far with this team.
Thank you so much, Blue.
Exciting to go back to where it all began and to kind of build something up with some really good talent. Talk about that, because you're from a different era than these kids are, and your vision and your version of work ethic, I'm sure, is a lot different. But that's the times. Is it frustrating for you sometimes? Because I remember Pete Rose, who was the ultimate hustler on the baseball field, if it's tough to watch kids, you know, while he's being a manager, not do the same things he does. He says if you focus on that, he says you'll get yourself sick.
Yeah, you definitely will. But, you know, in today's generation, man, it's certain things that as a coach you cannot coach. And, like, I try to preach my guys is effort. Like, I need my guys to give me maximum effort on and off the field, in the classroom as well, on the football field. That's my biggest thing. If we could just get my guys to just give me a 100% effort, and I'll take care of everything else as far as X's and O's.
The area's always had talent. I mean, Killian from I could go back in the 60s and remember that Killian always had – those K-Lan kids, they always had a group of kids that would all come together. How has that changed? How is getting, you know, from one park, you know, used to be, you know, back in the day, and I guess even in the 70s and 80s and part of the 90s, that if you were at one park, you usually go to the same high school if it wasn't private. When did that change, or is it in some way still the same?
I mean, it changed. Like, you know, for me, growing up, I played on Richmond Park. I was going to Killian no matter what. But, you know, in today's era, you got, you know, guys that coach on the park, be coaching at these high schools and stuff. And you got the private schools taking most of the kids. So, for me, just to try to get back into the swing of things, I try to put some coaches on the park so I can make sure I get some kids off the park, to be honest with you.
And that's something that hasn't changed. I mean, because even back in my day, I mean, if you had a solid feeder program and knew what you were going to get. I mean, in a lot of these, because now there's more schools than when I went to, you know, when I went to school. But back in the day, if you were Killian, you had a certain park or two that you would get kids from. You see, you knew Columbus was going to get a lot of kids because they were, you know, they were a private school. When Southridge first came on, mm-hmm. they were going to Gould's Park and tapping right into that craziness, and Palmetto the same way. What is it about now? I mean, like you said, that you have to have a great relationship. I agree. I think that, you know, when I go to youth football games, I see head coaches and assistant coaches from almost every high school in the region there. Is mm-hmm. it that important to have your coaching staff there so these kids could eyeball you and, you know, you have your coaching shirts on so they know where you're from? Is it essential to see these kids when they're 13, 14, and sometimes 15?
You want to have a great future, you got to, you know, build from the parks. I mean, like I always tell my coach, man, we got to build from the park. We can't just be a JUCO program, meaning we right. just can't go out and try to find kids and every one and done. If we want to build for the long haul, we got to hit the parks hard. So that's what we're trying to do, you know, as we speak. You know, even football is kind of, you know, canceled in most park areas, you know, but we just can't wait till the parks open back up and get right. things going again.
Derek Gibson joined us. He's the head coach at Miami Killian, former FSU star, former NFL standout. Now, these kids see that. They see that you played at a high level. They've, you know, a lot of them could probably YouTube you a little bit. What is that for you? Because, I mean, I know that you're a detail guy. You know, you look at some of the former NFL players who are coaching, you know, especially in South Florida, like a Pat Surtain, who's up at Heritage. You have Jason Taylor, who's a defensive coordinator at St. Thomas. Guys who take it serious. I mean, I look at Channing Crowder, and I watch him coaching. He looks like he's doing it for the money. I mean, he works so hard, he gets upset. Somebody like a Jason Taylor can't stand to lose. It's not right. in his DNA. What about right. you? Because I know that you've been around it for a while, and you've kind of you're kind of immune to it. You've got to keep yourself. You can't get yourself too high or too low, because the kids could feed off of that. What do you find that's the toughest thing for you to keep your emotions in check? I mean, you like effort, like you said, if kids aren't giving effort, that you just can't deal with that?
I mean, you always got to have a level head doing this, Blue. But one thing, you know, I always tell my coaches, like, you know, we just came off a big win. We got to come back, you know, this week. We got to work even harder. We got to get the kids going. They might feel like they're doing X, Y, and Z, but we got to push them to the next level. So for me, it's just basically, you got, like I always tell them, it's a one game season, especially this year with, you know, all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
So we got to take every game, and like it's our last game, and we got to preach that because, I mean, like last week, I lost some kids. They were just innocent bystanders, you know what I mean? So you got to treat it like this one game season.
Yeah, no doubt. And also, Coach, you take a look at, you know, this season and in the off season, and it was really tough. And if you're a first-year coach, it would be crazy. You know, you're coming into that. But there were 20 of them in South Florida. There were 20 new coaches as head coaches. What did you do between, you know, the March, April, all the way until when you guys got the go-ahead? Did you kind of have Zoom calls? Did you have kids working out on their own? How did they stay in shape?
Basically, you know, we had a lot of kids working on their own. They formed a little group, and they met up on, I'm going to say, Monday through Thursday. Got a couple of lifts in. They went to a couple of parks. They did a little 7-on-7. You know, the kids, they organized themselves, organized all the things on their own. And so by the time we came in, we was, you know, I'm not going to say ahead of the game, but we at least, you know, had some rhythm.
Right. And in the opener against Columbus, a lot of rust that you got off. And then last week, you put things into perspective. And the kids, I'm seeing a lot of young kids on your team. That's what the game plan is, to take a lot of the young kids, build it up, have some type of foundation to build from?
Exactly. Like you just said, you know, I scheduled Columbus for, you know, one reason only, because I knew they was going up front, they was going to give us the best test that we probably gonna see all year.
Sure.
And, you know, like I told my guys, I mean, we're not going to face an O-line good as Columbus, so you'll never see that again. So if we can hold our own against them guys, I think we'll be fine throughout this whole season. And as far as playing young guys, that's the only way we could have, like I said earlier, the future is going to be bright if these young guys get these game experience.
Yeah, no doubt. Khalil Anglin, quarterback, looks like a really good one. Mobile, has a good arm. Give me your review on him after watching him for some time.
Khalil Anglin, he's a second year in the end program, you know, second year in the offense, so he's progressing, but I'm still trying to get him to be the best Khalil Anglin he can possibly be. You know, he's leading the team well, but he has so much room for improvement. So, you know, he's not there where we want him yet, so we're still working on it every day.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy Monday night for us, and we'll talk to you soon. Hopefully we can get it to a game over the next couple of weeks.
Hope to see you soon, Blue.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Coach Derek Gibson from Miami Killian ends what Dan Day has been a great show. 2 hours, 7 interviews, everybody took part. If you missed any of them, go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says On Demand. Click that, come down. South Florida High School Sports red and black logo. We're right there, have all the interviews, and that's it. That's going to be another Monday night. Thoroughly enjoyed it, always do. It's great talking high school football, great talking recruiting, and great having Dan Day along with us. And that's going to be it for a Monday evening. We'll be back right here, same time, same station, next week.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.